USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After one full day of deliberations by a jury in a high-profile tax and bank fraud case, the members come back to the judge with nothing but questions.
The jury deliberating the fate of Paul Manafort in Alexandria, Virginia. After 7 hours, the jurors sending a note to the judge asking 4 questions, including the definition of reasonable doubt. Manafort, President Trump's former campaign manager.
USA Radio's Robin Walensky. California wildfires are hurting air quality nationwide. NASA says levels of carbon monoxide have spread across the nation as far as the Northeast. And new satellite data shows air quality in a number of states has suffered. The Pentagon says the military parade that President Trump wants and which was slated for November in Washington will now happen sometime next year. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Most Americans do not, according to a new survey, support President Trump's plans to create a U.S. Space Force. The new CNN poll finds 55% of people surveyed say they don't support the idea, 37% do. In June, the president announced he was directing the Pentagon to immediately begin the process of creating such a new branch of the U.S. military. Another police officer in America is shot in the line of duty. This time it happens at a Phoenix, Arizona intersection.
Our officer is in critical condition. The suspect is also in critical condition. There are no outstanding suspects.
Witnesses telling police the officer was trying to make a routine traffic stop when shots rang out last evening. A major storm system is now hitting the Ohio Valley and the Great Lakes a day after doing damage in the plains and Midwest. Tornadoes were reported in 3 states yesterday. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
A dozen former top intelligence officials speaking out against President Trump's decision to revoke former CIA Chief John Brennan's security clearance, sending a joint letter to the White House. The letter signed by, among others, 6 former CIA directors, including General David Petraeus, Leon Panetta, Michael Hayden, and George Tenet. Meanwhile, the president's special counsel, Kellyanne Conway, denies that Trump's decision to revoke Brennan's security clearance was in any way politically motivated.
I know it says former CIA director, but what is he doing currently to merit that security clearance? This is not about being a critic of the president. There's a lot of people, especially on social media, yapping, clapping, and slapping at the president and his defenders and, and his voters. Who cares?
Conway spoke on Fox and Friends. People across the U.S. are still mourning the loss of Aretha Franklin, the 76-year-old queen of soul who passed away yesterday at her home in Detroit after battling cancer. Fans gathered outside Detroit's new Bethel Baptist Church, where her father was the pastor. Flowers have been placed on Franklin's star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and her family is reportedly planning to hold a public memorial service in Detroit. However, a date for the service has not yet been announced. Remember, you can find us anytime online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.